all the way man on the right. Well, you seen a gap in there like a door out there. You go ahead and look down in there, and it's 75 feet to the bottom of that. Trees, you're up top of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
The same way with a place right over there.
And that you call a...
That's called a canyon.
Mm-hmm. A small rise in land, where the land goes up a little, is a...
That's hill land.
Any other names for a hill?
A hill to get someplace they get to be mountains.
Uh-huh. To open the door, you take hold of the door.
Knob, turn the door bolt.
Do you ever use the word knob talking about land?
Yeah. I can show you around Oak Grove some little knobs that look like biscuits.
Uh-huh.
And sassafras and cedar trees, good Lord. And up here at Monticello, Arkansas, the same way.
A knob's a different shape than a hill?
It's right round, all the way around.
Mm-hmm. The rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp is called a...
I don't know what they call him.
Say his car went over the...
cliff.
Talk about several of those. You talk about several.
Yeah, there's a lot of cliffs on these mountains.
What would you call a low place up in the mountains, a low place between them?
Valley.
We're still up high, where the road goes.
I said I hadn't been no further north than Little Rock. I've been to Tucson, Arizona,
uh-huh.
where they grow them vegetables there in the summertime,
uh-huh.
and the snow up on the mountains. And that it'll rain up on them mountains and run that water down in them valleys, get this deep down in all them berry vines and mustard and lettuce and
uh-huh.
tomatoes and such like as that.
Okay. When were you in Tucson?
In 57.
Were you driving someone out?
Well, I just went up there with a man. He going up there to see his boy.
Mm-hmm.
He was drilling water wells to put these irrigation ditches, around them vineyards and
mm-hmm.
garden produce and stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
Vegetables and all that. Some years they have to irrigate and some days they don't.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you wanted to chop a log down, first of all, chop a tree down, first of all, you'd...
notch it on one side.
Uh-huh. And a small stream of water is called a...
A what?
Well, what else do you have around here besides a creek?
There's some little branches.
What's the difference?
Well, these branches ain't very big. They're mostly spring branches.
Mm-hmm.
The water runs them all the year by springs. These little creeks, they pretty good, some of them pretty good size.
You mentioned a bayou. What's the difference?
About the same thing. Ain't much difference in a bayou. A little corny over there is a bayou. Big corny bayou. You know, we put on a bridge. Corny bayou.
Uh-huh.
And they're a little bigger streams.
Than a creek?
This little creek right down here, it ain't more than 12 miles long.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got holes of water in it from right up there, about a mile and a half over there, slammed down where it runs in the big corner. It's got holes in it 10, 12 foot deep.
Mm-hmm. What are the names of some of the creeks and things around here?
That's 10 Mile Creek down here. And this is Luter over here, about 2.5 miles across there.
Mm-hmm.
Luter runs out of El Rio.
What does it run into?
Washita River. This over here runs, this little creek out here runs into Big Corny.
Mm-hmm.
Down between here and Bernice.
What does Big Corny run into?
Dog Bone down that big lake.
Mm-hmm. Said you had the stream that was flowing along and it dropped off and went on over. You call that a...
waterfall.
And a place where boats stop and where freight's unloaded is called a...
boat docks.
And you say...